Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the seemingly relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but that's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes. And I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Our first good news for today comes from Croatia, and it's not so much good news per se, it's just a really fascinating story. There are archaeologists in Croatia who are using scent-tracking dogs to help discover 3,000-year-old Iron Age tombs in the area. An archaeologist from the University of Zadar named Vedrana Glavaš has been using, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this breed's name, Belgian Malinois, I think, and also German Shepherds, who had already been trained to help criminal investigations by finding graves. So they're using those same dogs with that same skill set to locate burial chests, also containing human bones and other artifacts in a hilltop fort near the Adriatic coast. I can't tell you how fascinating I find this. What a way to cross-purpose these dogs and put them to another helpful use. Time now for the good word. And the good word for today comes from none other than Henry David Thoreau, or as I like to refer to him, Hammerin' Hank Thoreau. For anyone who has watched the movie Dead Poets Society, you'll know that Henry David Thoreau was sort of the guiding light of Dead Poets Society, and I was also fortunate enough to have an amazing English teacher in high school named Mrs. Cutler, who further instilled a love for Thoreau. So today's good word comes from his masterpiece, Walden, and the chapter entitled Where I Lived and What I Lived For. And he says, "Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. I say, let your affairs be as two or three, and not 100 or 1,000. Instead of 1,000,000, count 6, and keep your accounts on your thumbnail. In the midst of this chopping sea of civilized life, such are the clouds and storms and quicksands and 1,001 items to be allowed for, that a man has to live, if he would not founder and go to the bottom and not make his port at all, by dead reckoning, and he must be a great calculator indeed who succeeds. Simplify, simplify." Oh man, there's just so much that I love in that passage, starting with his thrice repeated urging, simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. I just love it. It echoes in my head over and over again all the time. I have definitely become a person who appreciates simple things in life, simple things done well, at least. And I really think that Henry David Thoreau had a lot of influence on my feelings in that regard. And I love some of his turns of phrase, in the midst of this chopping sea of civilized life. Oh, so good. So if you haven't already read any of Henry David Thoreau's works, go ahead and just, you know, find a greatest hits book, if you will, and start with that. But really, everything that he wrote is worth reading. All right, this brings us to our second segment of good news for today. And this segment comes from the UK and is again an environmentally themed piece of good news. Over in the UK, a 23-year-old design graduate has invented an alternative plastic packaging material that she calls Marinatex. Her name is Lucy Hughes, and what she has come up with is a biodegradable plastic alternative that is made from fish waste. So what she has come up with is something created from what are called fish offcuts, which are the waste products left over in the fish processing process. To put it into perspective, roughly 490,000 tons of fish waste is produced in the UK alone every single year. Most of this either gets incinerated or it winds up being dumped into landfills. But this clever researcher discovered that she could create a plastic substitute by binding the proteins from fish skins and fish scales with red algae and create translucent sheets. So, a single Atlantic cod would generate enough organic waste to create 1,400 bags of Marinatex. So she won the 2019 International James Dyson Award for Design Engineers, and Dyson himself said Marinatex solves two problems, the ubiquity of single-use plastic and fish waste. And Lucy Hughes herself said, it makes no sense to me that we're using plastic, an incredibly durable material, for products that may have a life cycle of less than a day. I agree. Go ahead, Lucy Hughes. And now for the segment of the podcast where I get to share some music that I love. And today I'm recommending the Beatles' song, Here Comes the Sun. It's, in my opinion, one of the Beatles' best songs. And of course, that's really saying something since their library is pretty impressive. And this is one of the classic songs that was written by George Harrison, which is a little bit unusual in the Beatles' catalog since so much of their repertoire was written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon, but George certainly contributed some absolute stunners, and Here Comes the Sun is chief among them, in my opinion. It is such a happy, upbeat, uplifting song from the very opening all the way through to the end. It just lifts your spirits, and I think that that's a thing that we could all kind of use today. So if you don't already have Here Comes the Sun in your library, go and acquire. And if it is in your library, put it on your playlist for today or sometime this week. It really does just kind of come in like a ray of sunshine through the window. Well, that's it for the Daily Good for today. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.